Yes, absolutely. There is a very strong international pressure from the United Nations, from the United States, and the European countries. But one needs to be aware, many people in Libya benefit from the current situation. This includes the House of Representatives and the Higher Council of State, who could certainly not bet to get re-elected. This includes the militias in Tripoli and in Misrata, as well as the Libyan National Army of Khalifa Haftar in the east, who could lose their power, currently quite powerful influence after the elections. And this includes also current members of the government. Turkey can also live very well with the current government, as we can see by the numerous economic contracts signed recently in Istanbul and Ankara. So it looks like that in contrary to public statements, to all the public statements, many of those people just mentioned before are not really in a big hurry to establish all the preconditions for the December elections. Prime Minister Dabeiba himself, probably aware of this, focuses also more on the medium to long term and not just on the next months and on the elections. I would conclude that elections are not a very good option for Libya under the current circumstances, but I don't see a better one.
Germany is moving in coordination with Italy to organize an international conference on Libya next month, and this conference is scheduled to discuss the challenges facing the new authority in Libya, especially the organization of elections and the expulsion of foreign mercenaries from the country. What are the prospects of success for such a conference?
This conference is an important element within Europe's attempt to play again a more significant role in Libya. They are pretty much sidelined currently. This is also part of the international push for elections, which makes absolutely sense. The international community could certainly help to prepare the ground for the elections, to make them as best organized as possible, and, which is probably even more important, to support their credibility by monitoring their conduct. So if the conference has the ambition to achieve an agreement on the withdrawal of foreign forces and mercenaries, it will fail. Remembering Berlin Conference of January 2020, Germany should not have too ambitious objectives. Neither Turkey nor the Russian mercenaries will leave Libya in the midterm voluntarily or just because of the outcome of the Berlin Conference. Prime Minister Dabeiba and most of the GNU ministers don't want the Turks to depart. And this means that the Russians will stay too, to somehow balance them. I would say the conference should rather focus on consolidating the ceasefire itself by ensuring a credible international monitoring within the framework of the recent UN resolution. It will be already telling if Prime Minister Dabeiba himself participates at the conference in Berlin or just the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Al-Mangoush.
So what kind of scenarios could Libya witness if the election is not held on time?
Actually, if the elections are not held on time, but I believe it would be rather the best solution to have them on time, would be an extension of the current Dabeiba government. This would be not a catastrophe for Libya, but it would over time undermine the credibility of the government. And the longer this period after December, before elections take place, lasts, the more the credibility of the Dabeiba government will be undermined. And this could, in the worst case, lead to some more internal difficulties and actually even some more clashes between the various militias in Libya.